Wind exposure. Wind, wind, wind. So important. In BC, our weather comes from the west coast. This means our typical or prevailing winds are westerly or southwesterly winds. Our winds can certainly come from all directions, though, and we need to follow Avalanche Canada and local weather stations to keep an eye on the winds in our area. If you're in the States or somewhere else across the globe, research the direction your weather typically comes from. Search out local weather stations and forecasting centers to accurately get a big picture view of your weather systems. Windward side is the aspect that faces the wind. For example, if we had westerly winds, the west aspect would be the windward side. The opposite aspect of the wind direction is called the leeward side. For example, with westerly winds, our leeward aspect would be the east. What can we expect to see on the windward side? Scouring and thin spots. Besides bad riding, thin spots can be extremely dangerous if we're dealing with a deep, persistent instability. We may have a problem that is 2 meters down and difficult for us to trigger until we hit a thin spot. Now our problem might only be 30 centimeters down, creating an easy trigger point that can result in a monstrous avalanche. What can we expect to see on the leeward side? Wind loading. Wind can be extremely efficient at transporting snow, which can lead to a substantial change in depth on the leeward aspects and create potential for wind slab formation. Our loaded slopes are always the opposite of the wind direction. So north wind would have south slopes loaded and west wind would have east slopes loaded. Ridgetop loading. Ridgetop loading occurs when the wind is blowing snow over the ridges onto the leeward side. We can identify this by cornices, thin spots on the windward side, and loaded areas on the leeward aspects. Crossloading. Crossloading occurs when the wind is transporting snow across the slope. It definitely takes some detective work to identify crossloaded features. Crossloading typically doesn't have obvious clues such as huge looming cornices, making it difficult to detect. So how do we know when something is windloaded? Take a good look at it. Does it look fat and pillowy? Potentially better than anything else around? There's a good chance it's windloaded. So if anything looks extremely appealing, take a look at what direction it's facing and see if it could be windloaded.